are listening to benstorah.com.
Mara says that Kol HaMesabo of Yerushalayim, whoever mourns Yerushalayim in the proper way, and in these 3 weeks, we keep on adding Avelis to Avelis. The first 3 weeks, Minig Ashkenaz, we don't take haircuts, and so forth, and we don't listen to music. Comes Reish Chodesh, our meaning is not to drink wine, to eat basar, there's a din of Erev Tisha B'Av, Sudam of Sekas, thank you, and so forth. But the veilus keeps becoming more intense. Thank you. So Mura says that Kol HaMesabel al Yerushalayim is Zoyche B'Roy B'Simchasa. Whoever is Mesabel mourns Yerushalayim in the proper way, if he thinks about it, he understands about it, Zoyche, he's merits v'roya b'simchasa. He's zeicha to see in the simchas Yerushalayim, to see the binyan beis hamikdash. So tzaddik is medayik. The Gemara's lashon is not zeicha yiske v'yira b'simchasa. He will be in the future. It should be technically in the future tense. He says it's very shvair to say that there were dairis before us who weren't zeicha to see the binyan beis hamikdash. That tzaddik says that. They don't live as long as we Hashem, we should be zeichet to see it soon. That to say on them that they weren't mesabel the right way, we are mesabel the right way, is a kochach. You have to say that it means is while he's being mesabel, he sees the etzem simcha. Now it's called a mesabel Yerushalayim. If you understand what the destruction of Yerushalayim is about, if a person really understands what destruction based on mikdash in Yerushalayim is, he's zeicha v'rei simchasa. He's able at the time of the destruction, before there's a binyan of Beis HaMikdash, but he sees the simcha of the binyan Beis HaMikdash. It means that in the etzem golus itself, he's able to see already the light of geula. And so Hashem Mistaka says, the lashon golus, when we say golus, something we're going to golus, is also from a lashon of gilui. Revelation, you see something clear, it's open to you. Because the pshat is that when a person is it really looks into what Golus is about, realizing that the Baruch Hu put into Golus for a certain reason, and he gives us all kinds of hardships, he knows that there's a master plan. And the pshat is that it's a Baruch Hu's way of showing us how to bring us back to the right derech. So that brings about a certain simcha in a person, knowing that the Rebbein Shem is guiding him. He's guiding him in the right way. This year, we have a Tisha B'Av the Chaliyos B'Shabbos. It's not unusual. We have it every few years. But unusual as far as that the Gemara tells us, Gemara Tainis, so the Gemara says over here, that Tisha B'Av Shechaliyos B'Shabbos, Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, even though the same din is Erev Tisha B'Av, but the Gemara points it out first by Tisha B'Av Shechaliyos B'Shabbos. So Male Adam al Shulchanai Afilu Kesudas Shloime B'Shaite. So on Shal Shudas, if you want to have fleishiks, you can have wine, you can Male al Shulchanai Afilu Kesudas Shloime B'Shaite. That's what Gemara says. Gemara says that one's not, it's Shabbos, and Shabbos we don't do any Avelis. And so, mainly a malal shulchana, you go ahead and you bring whatever you want on the shulchan. You can eat whatever you want. Shal shudas, you've had a regular shal shudas. You can have any food that you can partake of anything. Even usually the suda before Tisha B'Av, we know starts an inyan of Tisha B'Av, the inyan of suda mafsekas, where that according to the Gemara, that's like meisay mutl b'fanav, like the person is sitting there in front of his dead. Relative, he's an oinen, he feels the intensity of the Beis HaMikdash being chariv. But over here, there's no avelus at all, the Gemara says, Malal Shulchanah Kfilu Kesudas Shloime B'Shaita. Like Sudas Shloime B'Shaita. That's the Gemara says. Like the Sudas, we know Nach, in Malachim, there's descriptions of the Sudas that Shloime Melech had. So Tzaddik, also over here, is Medayik a beautiful thing. He says, what did Chazal want by specifically going ahead and pointing out Kesudas Shloime B'Shaitai? There's no Avelis. Right? You allow Avelis. They stop and want to say Kesudas Shloime B'Shaitai. Right? Like the Suda of Shloime B'Shaitai used to have huge Sudas. So Chazal, they just want to tell us there's no Avelis. Tell us You can have your regular normal suda. Why did they point to suda shloima b'shaita? That's what he asks. So he says, maybe dik really first of all halacha dik diik, and we'll see in a minute that it's negay also in the understanding of the Tisha B'Av of this year, different type of Tisha B'Av. In the beginning of the Seichas HaPoyalim, so it says over there in Bavetzia that the halacha is that when you rent out workers, a person takes workers to work for him, he rents out workers. What is a chayas is? A person rents out poyalim, workers for him. So what he has certain obligations to them. So the Mishnah talks about how if there's a chiyuv to go ahead and give them to eat, you have to make sure that they eat. Malkum shenogu lozen yizul sapik memzik sapik kaminig amedina. Ma'aseh says the Gemara. Some Rabbi Yechim and Master Shamu lebnoi go and rent out poyalim for us. He gave them. He made up a certain amount of food. Ukshaba it's a love of. So when his son came to Rabbi Yechim and Ben Masi, he told him, Amaloi bani, my son, afilu mata oislem kesudas shloima b'shaita. Even if you make for them, right, you have your workers and you make them a suda shloima b'shaita, lo yatsasi yidei chavaska imayin. You're not yaitze. It's not enough. Suda shloima b'shaita is not enough. Even if you do what shloima b'shaita did. Shehein b'nei Avram Yitzchak v'Yankov. Us Yidin, we're b'nei Avram Yitzchak v'Yankov. We know the art of eating the right way. The art of what's supposed to be, you know, there's an art to eat, an edelkeit, how to eat. Bnei Avram Yitzchak and Yankov know how to eat. The Jews know how to eat the right way. So Rashi says, why isn't Suda Shloima enough? Shem Bnei Avram Yitzchak Yankov. Rashi says, Suda Shul Avram Gdoyla Mishra Shloima. Because Avram Avinu had bigger Sudas than Shloima Melech. So Gemara, what is that? It's based on the Gemara. Gemara says, the Memra, that Sudasa da Avram Avinu Adifa Midishleima. You mean to tell me that the Sudas of Avram Avinu was larger than Shleima? So Gemara quotes Psukim, the Psukim what Shleima Melech used to make every day. Before. If you look at the Psukim in Malachim, the description of Shleima Melech Sudas, the amount of animals and the amount of kemach, the amount of quail and the amount of birds, it's amazing amount of food. So Gemara says so. Gemara goes through the Pesukim itself, and you read Shishim Kol Kemach, Vasar Bakar, and so forth and so on. So Gemara says, the Amar Bitzak Elef Nashim Hayo Shlaima had 1,000 wives, we know, and each one make the Beis Sakach. So what are you telling me? But Avram, what happened? What do we see any Sudas of Avram? Sudas of Avram come from when the Malachim came to him, and he gave them each tongue to eat. Ben Boker Rach V'Toiv. So Gemara makes a drasha. Ben Boker Echad Rach Shnayim Toiv Shloisha. Over there, he gave three animals to three malachim. Right, the three malachim. You know, he gave three tongues. Each one got his own tongue. So, three animals. That was it. And for this, why is Sudas Avram bigger? Gemara answers: Hosam over there, Tlosa Ture L'Tlosa Gavre. It was three animals, three oxen. To three people. Hacha, over here, when you're talking about all the food that Shlomo Melech had, was Lekol Yisrael and Yehuda. Shenema, Yehuda, we saw Rabban Kachol Asher Al Yam. There was such a multitude of people, so that was a lot of food. But compared, that was once, many years ago, I don't remember that. I was by my children's exam, about 10, 11 years ago, Taka. 10 years ago, I think it was this summer. And the Belz of Rebbe had the Nainikol. They had a bar mitzvah that whole, so they lived around that area in Matasdov. So I remember there was so much food in the whole area around Bells, you know, the Bells, so much food. But my said there were thousands of chassidim there. I don't know how much each one of them got to eat. So Gemara says, Shlomo Melech had a lot of food, but he had a lot of people too, in order to give something. So it doesn't mean each person got a nice amount. All that food was needed to give to thousands and thousands, tens and hundreds of thousands of people. Shlomo Melech used to make everyday tishim. It was before the Rebbes used to do. Divrei Chaim, you know, and when the Divrei Chaim, they said, the Divrei Chaim, why do you have so many chassidim? He used to make tishim every day. The other Rebbes made it only on Shabbos. He made a tishim every day. So he captured thousands of, that's the way he was makarv people, to be, not because he wanted chassidim, but he makarved them. HaKaponim, what does it say in the Gemara? The Vadabai, that Shlomo Melech Suda was not larger in the amount of food. Avram had more food. Shlomo Melech had more people eating by the Suda. That's what the Gemara says. So that's what the Mishnah means. Even if you make him Suda Shlomo B'Shaita, it's not enough, because they've been there from Yitzchak. Now, Suda Shlomo B'Shaita means a certain amount. So why, when the Gemara describes Tisha B'Av Shechalias Be'er of Shabbos, the Tisha B'Av Shechalias B'Shabbos, Mala al Shulchanah Kasuda Shlomo B'Shaita? That doesn't signify a lot of food. It should signify just that it should say Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu had more food. Says a tzaddik like this. First, we'll say the halachic part. The halachic part is, he says, the Magen Avraham says like this. Magen Avraham says that even though the Gemara says Mala Shulchanah Kasuda Shlomo B'Shaita, it's a lachin shulchanah. Says the Magen Avraham, however, if one is used to eating Shal Shudas together with a chevra, people get together, right? Shuls, like rebbes, they get together. People get together to eat Shal Shudas. This Shabbos, that next Shabbos, when it's Tisha B'Av, you shouldn't do it. That's too much. The Magen Avraham says that's too much, ready. And the Bchar Shor, the place can bring a Bchar Shor that argues. He says, no, if you're used to having a lot of people together, and you refrain from it, that could be a veilus b'fasya. Says a tzaddik, this is a right to the Bchar Shor. By Chazal saying Sudas Shloima B'Shaita, they're trying to tell us not in the amount of food, but that there's a lot of people can eat together. That's why it chose Dafka Sudas Shloima B'Shaita. That's Chazal said it. And they said Sudas Avram or large Sud. Okay, you can have a lot of food. You can have any food you want, any delicacy. By saying Sudas Shloima, what they're referring to is that one can have a lot of friends together. That's a beautiful pshat stam in the halachic understanding. But what Reb Tzaddik also brings out over here is, and I just want to bring out a nekud over here, that in Agos HaShri, you know, the Agos HaShri on the Rosh. So when he talks about the Sudam Apsekis, so he quotes, it's from the Ga'inim. The Ga'inim say, Kol Tamid HaChacham Shev Eretz Yisrael, when they sit by the Sudam Apsekis, Noigim B'Tishim of the Sudam, Sudam regular Sudam, not talking about Shabbos, Shulol HaHosev Kol Echad Yeshavadeh. Each one sits by himself. Let me know, that's the Halacha. Each person sits by himself. We try not to make a mezumin and so forth. V'kol echad mevorach latzvo. V'ein mezam the because well v'chein oisir tamid chachamim b'chol eretz galusim. Now learn so, but everywhere that's what tamid chacham do. It's interesting that the Agos HaShri, the Ga'inim say tamid chacham. They point out tamid chacham. I don't mean it is everybody does that, but they bring out from tamid chacham. What's a pshat? Pshat is like this: that when you have people together, there's a certain kesher there. There's a kesher that when people are together, the makasha themselves. The makasha is up. The biggest kesher one can have is through Torah. Right? In Chazal, we say, Talmud Chacham is called a chaver. Right? We know in Shas, all over Shas. Mekabel of Diver Chaveris, a chaver, chaver in Tzor Chasra. Chaver, that's what's called chaver. It's like the Rambam in Hilchis, the Rambam Pish Mishnah, sorry. The Rambam says that the pshat is because the real chaver is a Talmud Chacham. Torah is what binds people together. Tamid Chachamim, they sit by meal, but the pshat is, the bond is not because they happen to be eating the same food together. The bond is because they have internally a bond, which is Torah. On Tisha B'Av, right, on Tisha B'Av, so we know that the pshat is like this. The pshat is that there's a churban beis hamikdash. When you have a churban, let's start with the Gemara. The Gemara says that kol Adam Shiesh Boy Deya. Anybody who has intellect, anybody who has real intellect. Call Adam Shiesh Boy Deya Ki'ilu Livna Beis HaMikdash B'Yomav. Gemara says it's Ki'ilu the Beis HaMikdash was built in his days. In other words, in order for the Beis HaMikdash to be built, a person has to have das, a person has to have intellect. Right? A person has to know what's going on. He has to have a das, meaning that the Beis HaMikdash, Not having the base of mikdash takes away something from our das. So let's explain that. We know we make avdala. When do we make avdala in davening with tefila? Avdila b'chayin das. Right? The Gemara tells us we make avdala b'chayin das. Tesis brings a Yushalmi main deya avdala menayim. Person doesn't have das. He doesn't know how to distinguish. He doesn't know how to discern. Right? A person is gifted. A person favored with perception, with intellect. The ability for a person to go ahead and be mafkin, to distinguish, to discern, is called das. Das, when a person has das, so he's able to say, this is right, this is wrong. Right? Imagine a person, you know, you have a person, comes to base medrash, and I just say to him, I had to be somewhere today, so I happen to see it. And he, a person walks in there with a newspaper. He walks in there with a newspaper. What halacha can you find in Shulchan Aruch that's wrong? You don't. Right? But usually when you see such a person, it wasn't my place, I would go over to the person and says, you know, I wouldn't call him, you don't have no das, but I think that's what probably would feel. A base medrash is not a place. You bring in a newspaper. A base medrash is a place of Torah. A base medrash is a place where you steig. A base medrash is about Torah. A person walking in a newspaper, everybody doesn't, could be he's learning even. Could be he's coming to learn, but he's carrying his newspaper there. He's missing the koyach of das, of this, to distinguish, to go ahead and discern what's right and what's wrong, what's koydish and what's chol. Right? The difference between to judge and to go ahead and evaluate correctly. So the Chazal tell us, ein ani, what's called an ani? What's called somebody who's really poor? What do you call someone who, what constitutes somebody who's really poor? How do we tie up somebody who's poor? What's the ein ani? What's called ani? The Chazal tell us, ein ani l'bedas. When a person, what is it, a person missing a shirt off his back, is missing shoes. What is it that's called, what makes a person? So that's Chazal. You want to know someone who's truly impoverished, someone who's lacking, it's if he's listening das. He doesn't have das. He doesn't have das. Interesting. The this year we have a whole shaila in the Rishonim. When do we make avdala? When do you make avdala this year? Big shaila in the Rishonim. Make sure you make it before Shabbos is over. We can still drink. Maybe you should give it to Katan. Big machlokes Rishonim. What exactly do our minig is? We pass it to Rishonim that we make it matzai tishma. In other words, after the fast, right? Hold machlokes. What if you hold? You could do it till Tuesday. What if you hold? You can't do it till Tuesday. Big machlokes. Rishonim in the end of Tainus and in what the halacha is. Psachim, the Psachim. So the Ram at the end of Tainus quotes a Ramban from Teresa Adam. The Ramban in Teresa Adam says an unusual shita. Well, even if Dalek Shachal Tisha Elias B'Meitzah Shabbos, for Kasavti Pek, Arab Psachim, the Bahak, this sheet, that sheet, that say brings like this. Then he says, Ramban, the same for Tarsa Adam, that even if you hold, you can be Mavdil, or the Shah is like this. Some Rishon Paskin, you can only make Avdallah till Sunday, regularly. We Paskin Shachon Ha'ach till Tuesday. So those Rishon, what do they do about Avdallah? Those of us say there are shitas that those that can make till Sunday can still make till Tuesday this year. Some hold for care, those that can make till Tuesday this year not. So what do you do exactly? But Ramban says like this. Ramban says there is no Havdalah this year at all. There's no Havdalah. Ramban says something which the Miri use a very sharp blush on the Kehilu. He says like something to laugh at him. So the Miri says, but let's just get the words first. The Ramban says, he says, I feel man the Amar, even if you're old, Mavdal Vayor Kol Shabbos Kul, you can be Mark Avdallah till Wednesday, till Tuesday, no, including Tuesday. He says, Avdallah Matzah Shabbos B'Tishrei of this year, Avdallah B'Tishrei of, you don't make it up. Shaloi Neschayv Otzah Matzah Shabbos Avdallah. Kois. This year, there is no Chiv to make Avdallah on a Kois. Why? Man says something. The Arminim Perkei Noim, the Gemara says like this. That the din of Avdallah, as we know, we have two Avdallahs. We have Avdallah in Tefillah, and we have Avdallah al Kois. How did that come about? Well, why did they make it that way? In Kiddush, we don't. We could be a Yoitza in Kiddush in Davening, but they weren't. They didn't institute Kiddush in Davening. Could be. Magen Avraham says a Yoitza, but they didn't institute it. But over here, they instituted a special Askara, which is Yoitza Avdallah. The din is Avdallah. It has many ramifications. So Gemara says like this. They couldn't afford wine in those days. Wine wasn't as common as it is nowadays, Baruch Hashem. They couldn't afford it, so they couldn't make Avdallah on wine. So they made Kiddush on wine, but not Avdallah. So they instituted it in Davening. That's originally. Okay. Hashiru. They got wealthier. Kavua al-Kois. Then they instituted al-Kois. And the Gemara says, Henu, they became poor again. Must have been things that happened. Kavu betfila, they put in tefila. The Hey Mamru, they said, I'm out of betfila, it's not Shah Dakar. Man, they kept both. There was originally a takan and make it when they didn't have money, when they were on aniyim, right? They're impoverished. And then they made it, Moksha, we have wine, so since Hashira, we make it on wine. Says the Ramban, since it's something that's in between, it's hanging, so to say, it depends on the financial situation of Klal Yisrael. If you have money, you have to make a choice. If you don't have money, if Klal Yisrael doesn't have money, so you make it only in tefillah. So since it's mitzutelus, it's hinging upon anias vashiras. There's nothing more impoverished than Tisha B'Av. Shekol Yisrael Merudamein. Every Klal Yisrael is downtrodden. Klal Yisrael is impoverished. There's no Tisha B'Av. Spell it the Ramban. What do you mean they're impoverished? They're poor. What do you mean? He doesn't say because we can't make on wine that night. He says we're aniyim that night. I would like to know if we're allowed to take tzedakah Tisha B'Av by night. This year of Tisha B'Av, Matzah Shabbos, or any Tisha B'Av, according to Ramban, what does that mean? We're poor. We're allowed to take stock of Chas V'Shalom. There's no such din. What does the Ramban mean to say that the Peshat is, we all call Aniyim Merudim, that there's no Avdallah? So Kibalu Merabi saying that the Peshat is, the Ramban is saying like this, Ein Oni Ela B'Das. Real Aniyas is when you're impoverished in Das. The Peshat is Azai. When you have a Beis HaMikdash, there's a different Kedushas. This Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, this Kedushas Ari Chayma, and this Kedushas Har Bayis, and Kedushas HaMikdash, and Kedushas Kotshe Kedon, and so forth. There's all different types of Kedushas. And each one there's a difference there in the Kedusha. And the Pshat is when there's a Churban Beis HaMikdash, and that's part of the Churban we live in, we don't see the difference between Kedush and Choyal. We don't understand what Kedush is, what's Choyal. We don't discern, we don't differentiate between what's the right thing, what's the wrong thing. What's choil? Choil, as we know, the Nefesh Chaim says, anything that has the word choil in it means empty, bereft, it means it's a vacuum. Chulin, a halal, a koyin, that's not a koyin, it's a halal. Right? Choil, sand. Why is it called sand? Because it's ground without nutrients. You can't go to the beach and put in seeds, nothing will grow. Nothing grows in. Why? It's ground, it's earth, but it's sand, it's missing the nutrients. That's what Choyal is. And our job is to bring Kedusha to everywhere. And when the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, we don't see the difference. We lose the Das, there's no Havdalah, there's no differentiation. So that's what it means, there's no Havdalah on this night. Because the Pshat is that we're not able to differentiate. You'll tell me why we make Havdalah in Tefillah. The Indian of the wine is the Pshat is, wine naturally opens up a person's mind if it does it in the right way. It brings up sensitivities to his mind. He's able to discern certain things if he drinks it in the proper way. So our job is that in this man of Tisha B'Av is to go ahead and pick up our das, to understand what's Kodesh and what's Chol, what's right and what's wrong. Kodesh and Chol is something you can't explain to someone on a secular level. It's something that we're Makabal Rabbi saying, it's something that we have to learn about, it's something that we have margish, but it has to go through Torah. This year, Tisha B'Av, falling out of Shabbos, so you know that Tisha B'Av is going to be a Yom Tov. It's going to be Yom Tov, right? Because I'll tell us it's Karolei Moed. We have a lot of halachas that because of that, we have different dinim. We don't say Tachanun. The one day a year, you'd think this is the day to say Tachanun. We don't say Tachanun. We don't say that. It's called a mayid. We know that. In Rishonim it says that Mashiach will be born on Tisha B'Av. Mashiach is born. That Kedei Kach the Beis Esav brings Rishonim, brings him in Hagim of Noshim, that he used to wash their hair afternoon because they said Mashiach is born now. That's such a muna. They used to wash their hair. It's a whole din in the Rishonim, how they're allowed to do that. If they're allowed to do that, was it right? It's wrong about our meaning is not to, but there was such a reality. So, but on Shabbos, where the Gemara says Shabbos is Echad B'Shishim Ma'olam Haba, right? Which in Shabbos you feel the Olam Haba, you feel the Inyan of a Moyed. That's in Chazal. It's interesting. Chazal. You look at Chazal. So the we have what's called a Suda before the Suda Mafsekes. The Suda before the Suda Mafsekes as most people think, we eat it because we're not going to eat tomorrow. So you can't, how much are you going to eat at the Sudah Mapseka? So you have another Sudah before it. But the Ramah brings from a Medrash that they used to have big Sudahs. They used to have big Sudahs. I'm not sure because as an Indian, they have a big Sudah. Besides that, it's helpful because you're going to have a fast tomorrow. But it's Mashad was an Indian of a Sudah. So Tzaddik learns, if he's Medayik in the Midrashim, that it was talk about Tisha B'Av that was called on Shabbos. We didn't have a Sudah B'Avsekas. We don't have a Sudah B'Avsekas. It was a Sudah celebrating Tisha B'Av, meaning that they felt on Shabbos, this year Shabbos, being that it's Shabbos, we're more sensitive to Inyoni Kedushim, we're more sensitive to the Inyan of Das. The Chedusha Rim, it says that Yogs used to ask, how come you don't say Atachayin Aladim Das on Shabbos? All the brought, in fact, in Poiskim it says, if by mistake you say Atachayin Aladim Das, I think that's Allah, I don't remember, but I think the box says you can finish up the bracha. That's a bracha you can ask for on Shabbos too. The other brachas, Parnas you don't ask, but Das you have. So I wanted to ask for it. Chedushim says the Das, because Shabbos is about Das. Shabbos, a person gets some kind of higher sense of perception, higher understanding, that he understands the Kedusha. You know, we come into Shabbos, we margish the Kedusha. I was once at a chasana about 20 years ago. So it was a yid there that was at Sod Hashem Shmuel. So he knew the Talmidim of the Avnei Nezer. So he described to me, some of you might have heard the names, not Bavemel of Weinberg, he was killed in the wars, the Talmud Avnei Nezer, a yid of Goyen. When the Sefer Eishes Bikurim was reprinted in America, somebody told me that Aaron sent him, go get that safer for me. It was a big time. He said they used to sit there with Talmidim of the Avnei Nezer. So he says, the Shabbos, you felt it three-dimensional. You could feel it. Why? To them, Shabbos was a Shabbos. First of all, they saw Shabbos through the eyes of Chazal. The Shabbos was a different Shabbos. Shabbos was a different type of Shabbos. We hopefully have a little inkling in that, a little what Shabbos is about. So that Shabbos, when we have a little Das, we have a little Kedusha, that's the whole meaning of the Moed of Tisha B'Av. The Moed of Tisha B'Av is that now we see everything is destroyed. We see that especially now, anybody who understands what's going on now sees society is, I mean, the wheel of civilization is, it's being destroyed. Anything that's happening is being destroyed. Anything that a semblance of Kedusha that was left, something that's left is being destroyed in the secular world. And everything that's going on, b'chlal, is you see that we're getting closer, we're getting closer, we're getting closer. It's not shaykh. Things are moving so rapidly. Everything is decaying. Ein lanu shira Torah zayis. All we have is the Torah now. The Torah that gives us a little das, a little understanding. So Samus points out a few places. It says that you know the prefix be. Beis. When you say something beis, it means with, right? In. You use it in. But it also means through, with. In our hallway, it says, u'yiftach libeinu b'seirasa. Right? So technically it means, u'yiftach libeinu b'seirasa. You should open up our hearts in understanding the Torah, in the Torah. The translation we have on top, so I agreed with it because it's the art scroll translation, and it's also based on the first sentence. He should open up our hearts through the Torah, through the means of the Torah. In other words, the Torah itself opens up the heart. For instance, in the Mishnah, in Arvei Pesachim, it says, a person's mitabel bechazeres. He takes what we call the carpus, and he's mitabel bechazeres. Mitabel means he's toivel. It doesn't mean bechazeres, in the chazeres. You don't toivel in the chazeres. You toivel with the chazeres. So Sfasema says, that we say every day, what it means in our days. We ask Rabbi Shem, build the base of Mikdash in our days. So some of the stages of, no, it doesn't mean only in our days. It means with our days, through the means of our days, meaning the struggle that we put every day that we struggle to become a little better, to become a more erlich, to daven, to talk about Blessed Hashem Ara, to watch our eyes, to learn more Torah. Be Yameinu, with our days, when a person puts in a little more koiches in his day-to-day living, especially with together with people, when we're together, when a base medrash, when a yeshiva, a kihila, when people are together and they're growing together and you learn, so that's Bnei Yisrael b'karav b'yameinu. You build it with our days, with the struggle of every day. Bnei Yisrael b'karav b'yameinu. It's called Darshul Nivna b'yamav. So it's called Darshul Nivna b'yamav. It doesn't only mean it's built in his days, with his days. Chazal said, called Darshul Nivna b'yamav. It's kilu nichor. If it's not built in your days, it's kilu destroyed. That means the Darius of the Kadmainim, the Rishainim, they weren't able to build the base of Mikdash, but we in Mitzrayim will build. He says, why did they build the base of Mikdash? They were building the base of Mikdash. They made rows and rows of the bricks. We're going to add one little brick all together. We can add one little brick. He says, Kol dar shel nivna b'yamav, with its days, not in its days. Every dar has to contribute to the building of the base of Mikdash. You know, Rashi says the base of Mikdash is built in Shemayim. The Baruch Hashem is going to bring down a base of Mikdash Shemayim. So the other Baruch Hashem builds it, but we build it while it's up there. Every time we do the right thing, we're adding something to the base of Mikdash. So Vada, the Deros HaKadmonim, they made bricks and bricks and bricks of walls up for the base of Mikdash. We hopefully can add one brick, but that one brick for our dar, that's a big thing. That's Nivna B'yamav. As he says, to build with our days through the struggle. When a person struggles, it's difficult to daven. It's difficult to be an Erlich Yud. It's difficult to watch himself, what he sees and what he talks and the way he speaks and in the office place. It's difficult. You know, a younger man told me this week. So he's going for a job interview after many years of sitting and learning in Kailo. So he said he's not going to work. So it's got a great. My membership was a great job. He says he noticed in the office they called the women by the first name. He couldn't. He said, I'm not going to, after such so many years of learning, I'm not doing that. I can't do it. He said, I can't do it. He says, I can't be your baal petach for you. He says, then don't do it. He said, yeah, but I'm afraid. The sensitivity. And we know. We see everything's breaking down. All the barriers are breaking down. And when you call somebody by their first name, it brings a closeness, unfortunately. I mean, anybody who knows, that works in an office place, knows that when you do that, it does make some kind of relationship. And you try to be makbid on it. If everybody knows in this situation what's the right thing to do, but it's a lot of sensitivity. That's a struggle. That's b'yameinu. That's a struggle that a person puts in. And we say every day, amachazir shchinosu b'tzion, amachazir shchinosu b'tzion. It doesn't say Yachzir Shinasi will. The Baruch Hu is being Machzir Shinasi. Now, right now, he's being Machzir Shinasi. Why? Because when we put in the work, when we put in the struggle, the Baruch Hu is being Machzir Shinasi day by day. The Baruch Hu is being Machzir Shinasi. It's an ongoing process, and we're bringing that. That's the struggle. The Baruch Hu says in Tefillah, we say that once a year, Nachem on Mincha, right, by Yerushalayim, Nachem Hashem Elokeinu. So we say it's based on the Gemara. Ki ata Hashem be'esh yitzata. You, the Baruch Hashem, you with esh you destroy. You put on fire. Yerushalayim. U'be'esh ata asa levnaisa. And with esh, with fire, you're going to rebuild it. You destroyed it fire. Beis Mikdash was destroyed the fire, and with esh, you're going to rebuild it. So if you look in the Siddur, Eitzat Tfilas, he says, what do you mean the Baruch Hashem is going to rebuild the Beis Mikdash with esh? Well, what does it mean? Esh, we know it destroys. What does it mean to create with Eish? So he says over there, Eish over there means the sparks, the spark that each one of us does. Each one of us does something the right way. We do a little more for the Rebbeinu Shem, a little more being Makbid and Shulchan Aruch, a little more Erlichkeit, a little more Chesed, a little more Toiva, a little more learning, a little more Erlichkeit. That's the Eish, that's a spark that comes out. The Rebbeinu Shem takes all those sparks that are created by our Avodah, our daily Avodah, and with that he creates a fire that's the new base of which does it. Should be zeichataka that this year Tisha B'Av, that not only we're be zeichata to feel what Tisha B'Av will be, but mitzvah the Baruch Hashem should build the base of Mikdash b'kar b'yameinu. Should be zeichataka this week soon to be zeichata to a base of Mikdash.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.